The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazine. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. And a quick reminder from Woman's Day, the 28th of November is Red Planet Day. That would be Jupiter. So, you know, however you celebrate that. And December 2nd is Special Education Day. From Women's Day as well, go faux it, and faux is spelled F-A-U-X. December 1st is Faux Fur Friday. Who knew, right? You'll feel the warm and fuzzies 24/7 with our cozy picks. They say these are great for you or for gifts. First, a luxurious layer. It may be sweater weather, but this stylish vest will be your new chilly season staple. It's the Belfair Faux Fur Vest, $196 from Saks of Fifth Avenue. All ears. Throw on these hoops. These are earrings for an instant outfit upgrade. They are gold-toned hoops with blue peacock feather kind of fur coming out of them all the way around. Canvas style. Glenda Faux mink hoop earrings in teal, $36 from canvasstyle.com. I'll spell that one, canvasstyle.com. Sunny days ahead, let this pillow be the bright spot of your reading nook. From Anthropology, Sophie Faux Fur Pillow in, it says chartreuse, but it looks like a sunny yellow to me. $48 at Anthropology. And change its stripes. Give a plain couch or armchair a little wild streak with this playful throw. It's the Members Mark Luxury Faux Fur Throw in White Tiger, $25 at Sam's Club. And help them last. If you tuck away your faux fur items for the summer, make sure they're clean before placing them in a fabric storage bag or bin and storing it in a cool, dry place. From Real Simple, should you get a real or artificial Christmas tree? Everyone has an opinion, so we collected yours, then asked experts to settle the debate once and for all. So, from the Real All the Way camp, we have someone who said, always real, except no substitutes. Someone else said, there is just something about going out to the farm and walking the fields to pick the perfect tree. Plus, it supports local businesses. And I don't have the storage space for an artificial one. Then in the faux for sure category, we have fake due to allergies. I do miss that real tree aroma, but I also love the ease of the fake tree. Someone else, we got real trees in the past until a spider nest hatched literally hundreds of baby spiders. They were everywhere. This year we have a beautiful artificial tree. No watering, no spiders. And I love the convenience of having the lights already on it. And it says we asked on Instagram and 55% of commenters prefer real trees. The verdict? The answer is clear cut. Real trees come out on top. Let's start with safety. A parched tree can go up in flames in less than a minute if it's too close to a heat source. Scary? Yes. Common? No. On average, there are 160 tree fires a year, according to the National Fire Protection Association, and a well-watered tree is at lower risk. What about our fur babies? While the needles and water in the stand could be harmful, it's rare that a pet would eat enough of your tree to become sick, says Megan Conrad, a veterinarian with Hello Ralphie, a pet telehealth company. Excuse me. A properly fitted tree skirt will also help keep whiskers out of the water. Moving on to the environmental impact, right now you can't fully recycle artificial trees, and one that's no longer usable will likely end up in a landfill. But fake trees are often in circulation for decades, says Mac Harmon, CEO of Balsam Hill, an artificial tree retailer. And Jamie Warner, executive director of the American Christmas Tree Association, an industry trade group, contends that an artificial tree used for at least 5 years will have a slightly smaller carbon footprint than a new, real one you drive in your car to go buy. Still, it's hard to forget that a plastic tree takes centuries to degrade. Also, farmers plant a tree for each one that's harvested, says Tim O'Connor, executive director of the National Christmas Tree Association, which represents Christmas tree farmers and affiliated businesses. Finally, there's the festiveness of a real tree, the joy of picking one out, the scent. If you already can't have one, maybe you're allergic or your building won't allow it, Kate Lester, an interior designer in Hermosa Beach, California, says to shop in person for an artificial tree, if possible. Make sure the needles are not too shiny. You don't want to just hope for the best here. From Woman's Day, Life Lessons by Steve Leder, Rabbi in Residence. As a rabbi, I am witness to a lot of suffering. And this is the time of year when I feel most keenly for those who are caught between aching inside and pretending to be fine. When the holidays run a smack dab into the reality of a recent divorce, a child in rehab, the death of a loved one, or some other awful and exhausting life event, it really hurts. Do we act normal, or should we tell people the truth and risk being a buzzkill? How do we face the holidays when we are in pain? Here's my advice. 1. Be honest. Pop culture and consumerism might not give you permission to acknowledge grief or sadness during the holidays, but you can grant that permission to yourself. Tell people you want to keep it low-key this year. Let them know that being around groups of people celebrating only makes things worse. 2. Help others. The year that I was struggling with opioids and depression following spinal surgery, my wife, our two kids, and I served Christmas dinner at a homeless shelter instead of showing up at holiday parties. It felt right to serve others who were also suffering, albeit in a different way. 3. Respect your grief. The ancient rabbis forbade mourners to attend celebrations for up to a year. Not because celebrating was disrespectful to the deceased, but because it was disrespectful to the mourner, an affront to his or her own pain. Even putting aside the national funk that has descended upon us with crime, homelessness, inflation, and political bickering, there has been an awful lot, a lot of awful, for many people this year. For some, it marked the death of a marriage, a business collapse, a lump in the breast, an embarrassing indiscretion, or the inexplicable feeling of being lost and sad. No matter how you slice it, it is grief. Respect it and be gentle with yourself. And last, say no. Suffering is an invitation to say no and to find the yes behind that no. Say no to the hellish travel and say yes to hunkering down at home with a good book and a warm blanket. Say no to the noise, the booze, and the calories, and say yes to a quiet, healing walk with a friend. Say no to the shopping and say yes to a charity that needs the money. Say, no, I cannot be happy, but yes, I can still be good and gentle and kind, especially to myself. Say no to pretending everything is okay, and yes to reaching out to the few who really love you, even when, especially when, you are wounded. And remember, the people who matter won't mind if you mostly sit the holidays out this year. And the people who will mind don't matter. If you're interested, Rabbi Steve Leder's newest release, a beautiful journal that includes step-by-step guide to writing your ethical will, inspired by his best-selling book For You, When I Am Gone, 12 Essential Questions to Tell a Life Story. I'll spell his last name, L-E-D-E-R. From Real Simple, incoming holiday mail. It's no secret that mail carriers and delivery drivers work overtime this season. The evidence is stuffed in your mailbox. Organizer Janelle Williams shares a 3-step strategy for dealing with all those cards, catalogs, and gifts without losing your holiday spirit. 1. Confront it. Don't just throw mail on the counter and leave it for later. Open and deal with anything important. putting a bill in a to-pay pile is fine for now. Recycle junk mail, credit card offers, weird marketing stuff, and whatever you're willing to part with. Put your new issue of Real Simple on the coffee table because it's awesome. If you don't have a few minutes to go through packages, block off time later in the day. 2, take notes. You're not searching for a golden ticket, so there's no need to tear through mail at warp speed. When you open holiday cards, check your envelope and update your address book. As you unbox packages, make a note of what you received and who it's for or from. This way, you know which purchases you're still waiting for and where to send thank yous. And 3, break it down. If your entryway has started to look like a box fort, it's time to find the floor again. Break down boxes, fold up bubble wrapping and tissue paper, and stash these supplies away for future use. Speaking of clutter, it's a good idea to give your holiday card display an end date. By the first week of January, you can and should feel free to toss or store them. It's a new year. And the stuff, they've got some organizing tools for you. Cubbies can work wonders for drop zones. Use them to sort mail and cold weather gear. Just hide the family gifts somewhere else. And they're showing a little cube. I'm not sure what it's made of, but basically there are 4 cubes inside the big cube. And it is the Calex shelf unit, $50 at IKEA. Next, the nonstop arrival of catalogs leads to never-ending piles. Tear out the images you like and put them in a folder. Bonus tip, add a note to remind yourself why you saved it, such as gift for mom. It's the tuck folder, very colorful looking, $14 for 2 at Poketo, Poketo.com. And it's hard to part with cards. If you like to hold on to yours, put them in this organizer. Use the mini containers to separate holiday cards, birthday cards, and any others. Iris photo and craft storage box. It is clear. Snap-on lid, $20 at the Container Store. From Woman's Day, give thanks for caregivers. Caregivers need a little TLC, too. Caring for a loved one involves a full range of emotions. The demands can lead to stress, anxiety, and loneliness, says Nicole Brackett, LPN, Care Delivery and Education Manager at HomeWatch Caregivers. Having family members and friends acknowledge this, offer assistance, and show appreciation is so important. When caregivers feel supported, it can help reduce burnout and let them take better care of themselves and their own mental and physical health. National Family Caregivers Month in November is the perfect opportunity to show some love to a caregiver in your orbit. Here, inspo for how you can offer support. Take something off their plate. Ask them what task you can take over on their personal to-do list. Picking up a few things at the grocery store, shoveling the front walk, driving the kids to piano lessons, and sorting through old clothes to donate are small actions that can help make their life a little easier. Check in with them. Some people find it hard to ask for help or are reluctant to burden others with problems or stressors that may be bothering them. Take the reins and remind them that you're there for them by sending a little text or giving them a quick call to catch up. Then find a moment in the conversation to ask them how they're doing. By offering a listening ear and emotional validation, friends and family can provide a crucial lifeline, says Brackett. And send an appreciation surprise. An unexpected, thinking-of-you moment will make a caregiver feel loved and cared for. Bring them their favorite coffee or tea at work. Drop off a home-cooked meal or send them a new book you think they'll love. Small gestures will go a long way in brightening their journey, Brackett adds. And did you know there are about 38 million family caregivers in the U.S. who provide roughly $600 billion in unpaid care, says a recent AARP report. From Woman's Day, Fam Jams. I'm trying to figure out what this is about. We rounded up some matchy-matchy sets of jammies for holiday photo ops or holiday card photo ops and more. Bright Lights. This is a set of jammies that looks like the candelabra they use for Hanukkah. So cute, you'll want to wear it for all 8 nights of Hanukkah. It's the Hannah Anderson Rainbow Hanukkah from $34 at hannahanderson.com. I will spell that. HannahAnderson.com. Next, a red and white set. Let It Snow. When the weather outside is frightful, snuggle up in this wintry set that is so delightful. Traditional Christmas print family matching pajama set from $14 at us.patpat.com. It is a red set with a snowflakey kind of pattern and some Christmas trees on there. It's very pretty. And the right mix, the fam can pick their own solid tops and match with classic plaid bottoms. Land's End, women's flannel knit gift pants set, $70 at landsend.com, LANDSEND.com. And for a beachy holiday, this tropical themed set even offers a bandana style for the family's furriest member. So you can have your dog matching in your Christmas pictures. Jammies for your families. Santa on holiday pajamas from $10 at Kohl's. And says they have a good selection online if you're interested. And from, oh, Festive Reads. There it is. This is also Woman's Day. We asked Uzma Jalaluddin and Marissa Stapley to pick their favorite holiday reads in honor of Authors Day. They are both authors. And the release of their new book, Three Holidays and a Wedding, a multi-faith rom-com about plane seatmates who find themselves stranded together in a picture-perfect town. I will spell their last names. It's Uzma Jalaluddin, J-A-L-A-L-U-D-D-I-N, and Marissa Stapley, S-T-A-P-L-E-Y, in the book Three Holidays and a Wedding. They recommend Kissing Kosher by Jean Meltzer, M-E-L-T-Z-E-R. Avital is barely managing to keep her family's kosher bakery afloat when she hires Ethan, who has secret motives. This story has all the ingredients for a 5-star romantic read, but it also deals with difficult health issues in a sensitive and enlightening way, making it truly unforgettable. Next, The Christmas Wager by Holly Cassidy, C-A-S-S-I-D-Y. L.A. property developer Bella wants to buy a small town's holiday shop, so the owner's brooding grandson challenges her to compete in the town's annual holiday games. The winner can name their price for the holiday shop. Full of hijinks and snow-filled fun, this holiday rom-com ticks all the boxes. And last, It Happened One Christmas by Chantel Guertin, G-U-E-R-T-I-N. A big city film director must convince a dreamy yet grumpy mayor to give her a permit to shoot her Christmas movie in his idyllic hometown. Featuring a memorable meet-cute, an enemies-to-lovers storyline, and more, this book feels like a stocking full of all the perfect romance novel gifts. And from Good Housekeeping, to make your own vanilla extract. Active and total time are both 5 minutes plus steeping. In a small glass jar, combine 1 ounce of vanilla beans, 6 to 12, each split down the middle, and 1 cup of vodka or amber rum. Cover and let sit in a cool, dry place for at least 4 weeks, up to 12 months. Strain into bottles for giving, and this makes 1 cup. Also from Good Housekeeping, Reindeer Chow. This would be a snack you can make. Active and total time, 20 minutes. We start with 9 cups of Rice Chex cereal, 1 cup semi-sweet chocolate chips, 1/2 cup creamy almond butter, 4 tablespoons unsalted butter, 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt, 1/2 teaspoon pure vanilla extract, 2 cups confectioner's sugar divided, 1 1/2 cups red candy-coated chocolates, we use M&Ms. Place cereal in a large bowl and set aside. In a separate large bowl, microwave chocolate chips, almond butter, and butter on 50% power in 15-second increments, stirring in between until melted and smooth. Stir in salt and vanilla. Pour mixture over the cereal and gently fold until well-coated. In a resealable, gallon-sized bag, combine 1/2 the cereal mixture and 1/2 the sugar. Seal, then shake until cereal is evenly coated. Transfer to a bowl. In the same bag, repeat with remaining cereal and sugar. Transfer to the same bowl and fold in candy-coated chocolates. Package as desired. Store at room temperature in airtight containers for up to 1 week. And this makes 12 cups. From Good Housekeeping, in season, Delicata Squash. The striped star has a delicate, edible skin that's easy to slice, which means lightning-fast prep. Enjoy the whole squash, seeds included, in these recipes from our test kitchen. And there are 3. Kale and pear salad. Heat oven to 450. On a rimmed baking sheet, toss 1 delicata squash seeded and sliced into 1/2-inch thick half moons with 2 teaspoons olive oil and 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt. Roast, flipping halfway through until tender, 15 to 18 minutes. In a large bowl, whisk 1 1/2 tablespoons each fresh lemon juice and oil, 1 teaspoon each Dijon mustard and pure maple syrup, and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Add 12 ounces of lacinato kale, 1 pear, and 1/4 cup smoked almonds, all chopped. Toss with the roasted squash. Parmesan squash rings. Heat oven to 425. In a shallow bowl, stir together 2 teaspoons za'atar, 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt, 1/4 teaspoon pepper, and 1/3 cup olive oil. In the second shallow bowl, place 1 1/4 cups grated Parmesan cheese. Dip 2 delicata squash, about 2 pounds, sliced into 1/2-inch thick rings, seeds removed and reserved for the next recipe, into the oil mixture. Coat in Parmesan on both sides. Arrange on rimmed baking sheet and roast until golden brown and crispy, 22 to 25 minutes, flipping after 15. And the last, sweet and spicy seeds. Heat oven to 325. In medium bowl, stir together 1 1/2 tablespoons olive oil, 1 tablespoon light brown sugar, 1/4 teaspoon each smoked paprika, cinnamon, and kosher salt, and a pinch of cayenne pepper. Stir in 1/2 cup delicata squash seeds, soaked in water 5 minutes, membrane removed, blotted on paper towels. Transfer to parchment-lined rimmed baking sheet and bake until golden brown and toasted 15 minutes. Let cool at least 10. From Woman's Day, Butter Boosters. Mash the ingredients together for 4 different ways to upgrade your bread, bun, or biscuit spread. So there are 4 different recipes here. First, smoky cheddar butter. 1/2 cup or 1 stick unsalted butter at room temp, 1 ounce extra sharp orange cheddar grated, 1/4 teaspoon smoked paprika, 1 tablespoon finely chopped cilantro, 1 teaspoon lime zest, plus 2 teaspoons lime juice. Just mash them all together. Next, hot honey option. 1/2 cup or 1 stick unsalted butter at room temp, 1 tablespoon habanero hot sauce, we used Tabasco, plus more to taste. 2 teaspoons honey, and 1 tablespoon chopped chives. The herby mustard option, 1/2 cup or 1 stick unsalted butter at room temp, 1/2 of a small shallot, finely chopped, about 2 tablespoons, 1 tablespoon chopped flat-leaf parsley, 1 to 2 teaspoons Dijon mustard, and 1 teaspoon thyme leaves. Again, just mash it all together. And miso garlic butter, 1/2 cup or 1 stick unsalted butter at room temp, 2 tablespoons red miso paste, 1 small clove garlic grated, 1 scallion finely chopped, and 1 tablespoon toasted sesame seeds. From Woman's Day, we've got some holiday cocktails. Spiced cider. Active time is 5 minutes, total time 35, and it serves 8. We need 1/2 gallon apple cider, 1 4-inch strip orange peel, 4 star anise pods, 4 whole cloves, 2 cinnamon sticks, and thinly sliced apples for topping. In a large saucepan, combine the cider with orange peel, star anise, cloves, and cinnamon, and bring to a boil. Reduce heat and simmer, stirring a few times, 20 minutes. Ladle into mugs and top with thinly sliced apples if desired. Next, pomegranate sparklers. Active and total time, 5 minutes, and it serves 8. 2 cups pink grapefruit juice, 2 cups pomegranate juice, 16 dashes of Angostura bitters, 1 liter sparkling water, chilled, pomegranate arils for serving, that's the little round things inside a pomegranate, and mint sprigs for serving. In a pitcher, stir together both juices and bitters, add sparkling water, and stir gently to combine. Pour into ice-filled glasses and garnish with pomegranate arils and mint sprigs, if desired. Winter sangria. Active and total time, 10 minutes plus chilling, and it serves 6. 1 750-milliliter bottle, that's the regular size bottle of rosé, chilled. 5 ounces of Cointreau. 9 ounces pomegranate juice. 1/2 of an orange sliced into rounds. 2 cinnamon sticks. And 1/3 cup pomegranate arils. In a large pitcher, combine rosé, Cointreau, pomegranate juice, orange slices, and cinnamon. Cover and refrigerate at least 2 hours or for up to 24 hours. To serve, add pomegranate arils to 6 large ice-filled wine glasses. Remove and discard cinnamon sticks from sangria and divide among glasses, spooning in orange slices. And from Magnolia, may we never get so used to seeing things from our one point of view that we forget to see them from other points of view, because it's true what they say, there's more to a thing than meets the eye. And that was by Billy Jack Bronner. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired and available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138.